Now by boys coach Connor Bouchard, the Holton boys coming off a 14-8 season in which the team made it to the state tournament. So quite an end to last year, coach. I guess has that excitement carried over? Just kind of catch us up to date with how the summer went and the off season for your basketball program.
Yeah, it's I think just the excitement carries over. You know, around here it's for, you know, and I think this is a good thing for our student athletes. We have a lot of student athletes that are involved in multiple sports, and because of that, we have the ability to, you know, they kind of have the ability to move on to the next thing. And so, you know, we had a great year and great finish to the year, but a lot of these guys are just fresh off of a football playoff run as well. And so I don't know necessarily that I would say it carries over in terms of momentum. This is a brand new group with you know, brand new faces, and we're going to have to kind of restart that momentum ourselves. You know, and that's kind of how it goes.
And although some of your guys coming back obviously have some varsity experience, I mean, you lost four starters and seven seniors, so a lot of these guys kind of in some new roles this year. How have they kind of embraced that, I guess, and how satisfied have you been with the way the practices have been here in the preseason?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of practices yet as a full roster. You know, with our football guys coming in late, we maybe had five full practices with everybody. And even a couple of those, some of the main guys were out, you know, on recruiting visits and out with family over Thanksgiving break. And so, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I think everybody's got new roles. Even though, you know, we really have one returner, one returning starter, Matt Lears, who's, you know, going to be a third year starting point guard, but even his role is going to be different because now he's going to be looked at to probably score the basketball a little bit more and be more of a leader and be more of a communicator on the court, which he's capable of doing now as a junior. And he didn't really have to do that last year with some good senior leadership. And so, you know, losing Reese Holiday to an injury, is going to be pretty significant blow to our leadership. And so guys are going to have to step, more importantly, more than basketball, guys are going to have to step into some leadership roles. And, you know, that's kind of something that happens and takes place throughout the season and as we go. And so, you know, we're going to be looking for guys to be able to do that and step into those spots.
Looks like you got some guys that are pretty quick, some guys that are athletic and can score, but you don't have a ton of size and height, I guess. Is that one of the biggest challenges? And what do you see as kind of the other big storylines for your team and what they'll face going into the year?
Yeah, you know, that's not really – I don't know that I'd say it's going to be a big concern of mine. We weren't big last year. We were smaller last year than we are this year. You know, a couple of the guys that we don't have that 6'4", 6'5", guy that we'll throw in there, but a lot of our guys are 6'1", or 6'2", you know, and so really our team size is going to be decent. Across the board, probably the best it's been since I've been here in Holton. So you can create problems for opponents, just like they can create problems for you based on your size. So I really don't ever really talk about it or even concern ourselves with it. Our lack of height, so to speak. We're pretty athletic. We've got good, you know, guys with long arms and good athletes on the perimeter that will have, you know, responsibility to rebound. And as long as we can sort of take team ownership of things like rebounding and post defense, it's my hope that doesn't kind of hurt us or come back to bite us. I think that we did a really good job last year with even less size, and you know it. Ultimately, it comes down to being tough and making plays that aren't necessarily in your comfort zone, and we're going to have guys step up and do that.
Game moved up to start the season this week. It's Thursday night home against Burlington and another non-league game Tuesday in Effingham. Coach, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season, of course, covering all your games on the Holton Channel. Thanks for your time, and best of luck here in starting off the year right.
All right, thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
Coach Bouchard of the Holton Wildcats and the weekly locker room chats on KNZA are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank.